The loss of international student revenue has seen universities race to pull on their purse strings. But financial viability is coming at a cost. Staff being told to expect a wage reduction, or even worse, are being laid off their job. Alison Barnes, the president of the National Tertiary Education Union, says the impacts of unemployment can be more than financial.
You know, inability to pay rents or pay mortgages or make ends meet, you know, that's the most obvious impact. But unemployment also has, you know, can have detrimental impacts on, you know, people's mental health.
Universities Australia Chief Executive Catriona Jackson provided a statement saying, "Our four-year modelling predicts universities will lose $16 billion in revenue. That figure is a realistic estimate based on the best possible case for the re-entry of international students." The peak body has flagged that more than 21,000 jobs within universities are at risk. Catriona also said, "We can't pretend that won't have a big impact. The lost revenue would otherwise pay for the staff and facilities to educate the next generation of skilled workers and finance much of the research and innovation that keeps Australia internationally competitive." Melbourne's Deakin University stands as one of the worst hit. The university is expected to lose between $250 and $300 million in revenue next year. The budget blow has caused the university to issue a redundancy amongst 400 positions, including 300 current staff roles and 100 vacant positions. Alison said that while COVID-19 wasn't on anyone's radar, systemic problems like a lack of funding, the casualisation of the workforce, and an over-reliance on international demand have only worsened the problem. Daniela Scotti reporting.